Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says the actions of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn during Mr. Trump's transition to the White House were, in his words, lawful. Flynn pleaded guilty on Friday to lying to federal agents, and he has agreed to cooperate with investigators examining allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. Earlier on Saturday, in his first remarks since Flynn entered the guilty plea, Mr. Trump had this to say.
What has been shown is no collusion, no collusion. There's been absolutely no collusion, so we're very happy.
Flynn is the fourth member of the Trump 2016 presidential campaign to be charged, and he is the first former White House advisor to plead guilty in connection with the Russia investigation. President Trump has praised the U.S. Senate's passage of a Republican Party tax overhaul bill. Republicans say the $1.5 trillion tax reform bill will grow the U.S. economy. Democrats are disagreeing, saying these sorts of bills usually leave most Americans in worse financial shape. A few more hurdles must be overcome before a final tax package can become law. Senate and the House representatives' versions must be reconciled before they go to the president for his signature. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has said that he will be meeting, and he has met, with Egypt's president in Cairo, ahead of today's counter-extremism conference focused on West Africa. Cairo was the first stop on a four-nation tour. Mattis is in Jordan now and travels later to Kuwait and Pakistan. This is VOA News. Arab media is reporting that Egypt and Russia are on the verge of signing a military cooperation agreement that would allow each side to use the other's airspace and air bases for a period of 5 years. We get that story now from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Egypt's red carpet welcome for visiting Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has set in motion a military rapprochement between Cairo and Moscow after months of hesitation and more than 45 years of hostility following former Egyptian President Anwar Sadat's expulsion of Soviet military advisors from the country in 1972. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev signed the draft deal with Egypt, inked by Shoigu, which will allow each side to use the other's military facilities and airspace for a period of 5 years. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh has said he is open to talks with the Saudi-led coalition fighting on the side of the Yemeni government. Made this statement as rebels who support him continue fighting coalition troops in the capital, Sana'a. But it came with a qualifier. Saleh said that he is ready to start talks if the Saudis' blockade of his country is lifted. The UN says there are a humanitarian disaster looming in Yemen with as many as 11 million children in acute need. The state of Hawaii has resumed monthly statewide testing of the Cold War-era nuclear attack warning system for the first time in at least a quarter century in preparation for a possible missile strike from North Korea. U.S. Army Major General Joe Logan is in Hawaii.
Being that North Korea has threatened the territory of Guam, state of Hawaii, and the continental United States, we took it upon ourselves to be able to find a way to, one, notify the public in the event that this was ever carried out, if there was an attack to the state of Hawaii. And so one of the ways to do that is to have a siren system. But the siren system is only one of three ways. So we'll also have a script come over the television, interrupting the broadcast, and on radio that will also exemplify what we're doing here and explain what is going on.
State emergency management authorities say they decided in recent months to reactivate the state's nuclear attack sirens for the first time since the 1980s after experts deemed some of North Korea's missiles were capable of reaching Hawaii. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.